Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm talking about starting a new job while you're building your coaching business. Sometimes this happens, right? You either have an opportunity in your current profession and it's just time to move, and you happen to be building a coaching business along the side, or you're going back and you're about to accept a new job and you're literally about to start, and you're now navigating the challenge of having a lot of new input, a lot of new experiences, a lot of new routine and names to remember and responsibilities to take on. And I want to talk about the impact that that could have on your coaching business, the impact that it could have on you, and some of the challenges that I've supported my clients to overcome when they're going through this, and to normalize some of the things that might come up for you in this process so that you don't feel so alone, so that you have some awareness of what to expect and some support and ways of thinking so that you can go through this transition yourself with more ease, with less compromise, or feeling less like you've had to sacrifice anything. Because I believe we get to have it all, and that is very much a mindset that we get to adopt no matter our circumstances. And I think that there isn't enough credit given to those individuals who are either going back to work or taking on the responsibility of continuing to progress their career alongside their coaching business. And I know that that can sometimes be both very exciting, but also sometimes overwhelming because you're learning so much new already with your coaching business. Adding another element to that and another dynamic to that can make it just seem a little bit more bigger and complex than it needs to. So let's dive into this important discussion. So obviously, as you know, and I'll just give some context here, so I think context is so important. You know that I support my coaches to go full time or stay full time in their coaching business. And that being said, I want to talk about what even being full time in your coaching business means, because I think the assumption is when you hear that it doesn't allow room for anything else. And actually, some of the most successful entrepreneurs have multiple streams of income. And actually, being an individual with multiple streams of income is not only a very clever way to diversify your income, but also to give you variety of challenge, of priority, of focus, and also just can create that sense of security and safety in your finances, in your mental and emotional, and even spiritual well-being when you know that certain things are being taken care of. So I just want to provide that context because I don't think that's said enough. And I hope that that's a breath of fresh air for me to acknowledge, because in my world, not that I really like that term very much, but when you come into my containers and we work together, I am very passionate about advocating that we are living in the real world where we need to have finances. We may have other goals and other commitments alongside our coaching business. And that doesn't negate from how committed, how passionate, how dedicated we are to making our business a success. So if you find that you are literally starting or about to accept a job or starting a new job, then the other thing that I see coming up quite a lot, especially with my clients, is this concept of like cheating. Let's talk about that for a second. Cheating on your business with your job, and having that conflict. And I hope even just hearing what I just said before gives you this. Opens up the possibility that there are so many ways that you can do this. And it's just that people don't fucking speak about it, right? People are not actually as transparent about what their full circumstances are on social media. So there is this illusion that when you see all these coaches online, that you just assume that that's all they do. But you have no idea what their personal circumstances are. You have no idea what other interests they have, what other passions they have, what other income streams they have. And regardless of whether that's something directly related to their current or previous career, or it's literally just money to put food on the table, all of it is valid. And having that circumstance doesn't make you any less of a coach, doesn't make you any less successful as a coach. In fact, it just makes you a sensible person living in the 21st century who needs income. And if your coaching business isn't yet at the stage where it is your primary provider, then I think we need to be talking about this a lot more candidly and a lot more openly. And this idea of cheating on your business, and ironically, vice versa, cheating on the job that you're in, and this applies to anyone, regardless of if this is a new job or an existing job. But, you know, monogamy does not apply to your career in any which way. And monogamy is just a human construct, even in relationships. It's just a preference. And it definitely doesn't serve you to be thinking along those lines in your finances, because you're limiting yourself to income streams first and foremost. But you're also limiting and restricting yourself of the joy of being a multidimensional human who is able and has multiple interests and things going for them. You know that that job isn't something that you necessarily want to be doing for the long term. Why not choose to claim what you have? Why not choose to be in full integrity and in full celebration of what you are willing to do in order to build the business of your dreams? I think that's incredible, personally. And I am a huge advocate for that in every which way, in every way that that can come about. So I hope that gives you some reassurance. And if it has, drop me a DM. I absolutely love to hear from you, to know that this is impacting you in the way that I intend it to. Because when I see it come up for my clients, it comes up as a limitation. And my clients who thrive, hence the name of my one-to-one, Thrive, they get to thrive in every area of their life. And it is about literally like taking down the self-limiting expectations of what we think we should look like and actually being candidly honest with ourselves about what our reality is and choosing to be the embodiment of somebody who is in full acceptance and celebration of what they are doing, what they are choosing to do. Because the alternative is you could choose to be, you know, full-time in your coaching business at the detriment of your other passions. And that doesn't have to be the case. You could choose to be depleting your savings. And if you don't have a safe relationship with money and a very solid money mindset, which is a surprisingly large amount of what I do with my clients inside my one-to-one program, but money mindset is a huge aspect of it. And if you don't have the internal safety to see that your savings may be depleting as you build the skill of client creation, and then eventually that starts to swing the other way, then you're cutting your nose off to spite your face by not allowing yourself to have income coming in. This is something that I think is really important to say. When I first left my corporate career, I was in such a negative mindset about it that it was very much an escape. I was using my coaching business as an escape from corporate. Now I am entirely neutral to it. If I had to go back, I would. And it fascinates me because one of my clients said to me near the end of one of our coaching containers, she'd gone full time in her coaching business and that was amazing. And she said to me, I'm never going back to corporate. I just thought, it's not that you will. I'm not saying like, keep the door open, like by all means, fucking close it and throw away the key. But giving it any power where it's like, I'm never doing that again versus like, it's just not who I am anymore. But if I had to, I could. Different energy there. Can you feel the energy in what and how I'm like describing the difference? And it just makes me chuckle because I went through that myself. You know, I felt exactly the same way. I was like, never again. And now here I am, entirely neutral and actually with a far more level head, really being able to coach my clients to neutrality so that they can make aligned decisions that support them in their finances, emotionally, and in every which way, to be honest with you. So we've massively digressed. Apologies. I'm usually far more on point, I think. Maybe I'm not, but hey, here we are. And let's talk about actually then going back into a job or starting a new job and just having to navigate the waters of a lot of new data, a lot of new experiences, new people, new information, new routines, whilst you're building your coaching business, and how to maintain the two. So one thing that I have literally is the hill I will live and die on from back in my recruiting and HR days. I always said to the people that I supported in their career transition that it is imperative you prioritize time off from the last job going into the new job. If you're already not working, then great. And you've just got your coaching business, then that's absolutely fine. You can just start the job whenever. But if you are already in a 9-to-5 and you're changing from one 9-to-5 to another 9-to-5, have a break. You need the longer than a weekend, ideally a week. You need to give yourself, gift yourself the time and energetic space to mentally wind down from being so plugged in to a specific like environment, people, culture, way of being, routine, you know, systems, even like literal systems and process, that like you're going to be so tapped into there to your current and old way of doing things that transitioning to a new way is a shock to the system. It's like information overload. You need to have that break. So step one, gift yourself a break in between the two. And I know many of you are about it. You just want to get the money. You want to jump right in. Give yourself that break. Same as well, if you've got kids going back to school and then you're going to start the job, gift yourself some time alone. Even if you haven't been working, that is incredibly important too. You need to fill your own cup up first before you start giving it away in a new environment with new challenges in a different circumstance. I also want you to gift yourself time to settle in. It's important to normalize a new way of being, just as you would normalize a new income level, a new salary level, a new revenue level in your business. This takes time. Whenever my clients come to me and they say, oh my God, I've just had like 3 clients in a row, 5K week, like, or first 5K month, like whatever. And they're like, whoa, what does this mean? Like, you need to give yourself a moment to like normalize it, let it soak into your identity, and so that it does become the new normal. Otherwise, what happens is that you jump in, you don't give yourself time to normalize it, and your nervous system goes, what the fuck's going on here? And you either get ill or you burn out, and then you can't sustain it. And then you wonder, you start to question, oh God, was I better off staying where I was, even though it wasn't serving me? So be mindful that you give yourself time, just as the company is probably giving you a probation period. The probation period goes two ways. I'm using very corporate speak here, but in the context, this makes sense. So you want to give yourself a settling in period, a normalizing period, to see if it actually does serve you. Because if it doesn't serve you, what is the point? I then invite you to remember to zoom out a little bit. Okay, you've had lots going on. You've gone through an interview process. You've gone through a negotiation process, or you're still going through it now. You're going through an acceptance process. You're also balancing the exit of your current company if you're in one. And that's a lot of moving parts that are very granular. You're in the weeds. Zoom out for a second. Let's just zoom out. Look at the long game. What's the big picture here? Your big picture, your priority is to grow your coaching business, to be full-time in your coaching business, for that to be your primary income. So it is absolutely okay to have this as your micro priority right now. Get the job sorted, get settled in, give it 90 days minimum to settle, and to remember that none of that has any bearing on your coaching business, because your coaching business is your soul's work. Your soul's work doesn't have an expiry date. When you zoom out, remember that you're a coach for life, that your business is always going to love you, it's always going to be waiting for you, and it's co-creation, that you're in it for the long game. Then yeah, you've got 90 days to give. And not from the energy of I have to be settled into this new job in 90 days or that's it, but from the energy of it's 90 days minimum to settle into a new job. And I know my business isn't going anywhere. And so remember the long game, remember the context, because frankly, you know that going into this job isn't forever. You know that it's what, maybe 6, 12, 18, 24 months, even 36 months. But your business is a 5-year, 10-year game. When you think about it in that context, you've got lots of time, lots and lots of time. And you don't have to have everything planned out, okay? So there is a balance, you know, there's duality. There's certain times where we want to plan ahead and we want to know what our goals are, what we're working towards, what the 5-year plan is. And we don't have to have all the weeds figured out either. Sometimes it's okay just to be where you are and normalize that moment. So we hold that duality of normalizing where we are and holding the vision of the long game. And then when you have all of that in place, it's okay to redirect your coaching business then. And the best way to keep things going in your coaching business, I like to think of it as spinning plates, right? If you're spinning plates, if you think somebody like in a circus and they've got like loads of spinning plates and the plates over to the left are going, but the plate on the right is dropping. So you've got to jump over to that and give that some of your attention. And then you jump back. And then it's like constantly spinning plates, right? You're always juggling all these different things. You don't expect to do it all. You drop a plate, you pick it up. But the way you don't drop the plate of your business is simply by acknowledging that it's okay to revert to the bare minimum. Maybe you're not going to be in this period in a growth phase in your coaching business. Maybe your priority in your coaching business is, let's just keep the consistency. I like my messaging. Maybe you're inside messaging mastery right now. You're getting really confident with your messaging and how you're portraying your message. And you're just normalizing that process so that that becomes second nature. So that that is happening on autopilot from a place of abundance and creativity, yes, but it's not taking up the time and energy that a new job is. And that's okay. You're not going to be in a growth period when you've got growth happening in other ways. And it doesn't mean that that's a limit. I'm not saying you can't be in a growth period. I'm saying don't put an expectation on yourself that makes it harder and feel heavy. If actually, though, the momentum of a new job, new opportunity, new people, new routines, better pay or better circumstances, better conditions, better location, better commute, actually inspires you to ramp it up in your business, amazing. Be where you are. Know thyself. And if you don't, hire me. Drop me a DM. Let's get you in for a consult. And even if it is good, even if this does flow very readily for you and you're like, actually, this is exciting for me. And having that accountability week by week to stay on track and to keep the momentum going in a way that is sustainable, even better. Give me a DM. Let's have a chat. And if we want to work together, we'll schedule a consult, or you can go ahead and do that in my website, www.coachingwithpamela.com, and we can have a chat about one-to-one. But either way, be where you are, okay? Be where you are, know thyself, and approach your business from the place of, yes, I get to have it all, and I'm navigating new circumstances which can bring new challenge. So I'm going to show myself compassion and be gentle with myself, which also means the next step, prioritize self-care. Very easy when life is hectic, when exciting things are happening, starting a new job, new opportunity. It's very easy to let the gym slip, to let your spiritual practices slip, to let your journaling and belief work slip. This is the time to double down. This is the time to identify what works in your life and make a concerted effort to prioritize it in your new routine. And again, compassion and be gentle, because it might be that you don't know the routine for the first few weeks. You're normalizing it, you're finding out, you're getting information, you might be onboarding, you might be flying to different locations. That therefore means, okay, at the earliest opportunity, be sure to prioritize the things that nourish you, the things that help you operate from abundance and keep you sane. Be unapologetic about that, because it will make you a better colleague, and it makes you a better business person. Okay. You can be an entrepreneur mindset in the workplace. They make way better employees than employees do. And they still have an exit plan. This is something I love to do with my one-to-ones. In fact, I do it with all my one-to-ones who are in their career. So this 100% reply applies to you. Having an exit plan to know exactly what the long game is and be able to see a vision for how it's going to pan out and to know what you're working towards with a very simple, very achievable exit plan that factors in what your expectations are from your business over the long game. It sets you up for success. So as I said earlier, with the long game and not being in the weeds and not having to know everything, the truth is I know that you know what you want, and probably what you want if you're listening to me in this podcast is that really, even if you've prioritized a career growth opportunity, more money, better work conditions, just a nicer team maybe, or whatever your reasons are, you get to love your reasons. And it doesn't negate from your commitment and dedication, as I said at the beginning, to your coaching business. But how do we ensure that, and that you don't get lost in the day-to-day of the new job? We have an exit plan. Let me tell you a story. One of my one-to-one clients who first came to one of my workshops in 2020, the beginning. And in that workshop, I had her and everybody in the workshop identify the date that they want to be full-time in their coaching business. And a few months later, I think nearly a year later, actually, she then joined me one-to-one because the time was right and I trust her completely. And we worked together for 6 months. And then another few months, because she stayed on and renewed with me, as many of my clients do. And when we ended our container, she was literally working her notice, and she was 1 month early on the date that she had set to leave her corporate career to go full-time in her coaching business, all from a free workshop. Okay. So I share that story with you because it fills me with pride, first of all, of what is possible for you. It reminds me of how I felt when I was in your shoes, how much I wish there was somebody that talked about what I'm talking about right now and could even present the possibility that you get to have it all. So if you're like, okay, I want this, you're all in, and it's a matter of really refining your structures, your processes, your systems in your coaching business, really for once and for all, deciding your offer, your one-to-one transformational offer, your price, and how you're going to market and create clients so that the client creation you're already doing actually becomes a little bit more reliable, a little bit more consistent. And no matter what you're navigating in your life in 9 to 5, whether that's you're already out or you're going back or you're changing jobs or you're just navigating the job you have, this is the life and business coaching mentorship element that I provide my clients one-to-one. So you can book a consult today at www.coachingwithpamela.com/thrive. Or if you've loved it, subscribe, drop a review, and drop me a DM, say hello, let me know if this was valuable, let me know if you have any requests, I'm always open to them. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next episode.